Hello, Saints. I'm a little crazy because it really should be an epiphany story this morning for the children. If the kids would come and join me on the stairs. As many of you know, the Episcopal Church and Anglican tradition is a little radical in our culture. You all probably have already taken down your trees and your decorations. Why is it still up? Well, it's the second Sunday of Christmas. It is 12th day of Christmas. And tomorrow is Epiphany, January 6th. So we have these extra two Sundays where we get to continue the story in our tradition. Woof, woof! That's right. Because as good Anglicans, we don't take down our trees or decorations until January 6th. Yes, mine is still up. Because I love Christmas. Now, usually we'd have the Epiphany story, but today we're leaping ahead, so be with me. We're going to talk about when Jesus was 12 in our Godly Place story. And hopefully next year return to the Epiphany story, which you see that the wise men are kind of there. They would be fully there tomorrow. Good morning, children. Thank you for your crisscross applesauce positions for me. Once every year, the people of God go up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Passover, to remember how God led them through the waters of freedom. This year, Mary and Joseph and the little boy Jesus were so excited. They were so happy because Jesus was finally old enough to go to the temple all by himself without his parents. This is the temple. Jesus went to the temple to talk to God and to hear the great temple teachers tell stories of God. Then Jesus went to eat with his family and friends the feast of the Passover. They ate. After the feast of the Passover, everyone began to go back home. When evening came, Mary and Joseph went to Jesus' friends, because you know how 12-year-old boys like to hang out together, and they went to get Jesus. But no one had seen him. So they began looking for him. They looked everywhere. Everywhere. And at last, they finally found Jesus at the temple. Mary said to Jesus, "Where have you been? We've been looking everywhere for you. We were so frantic and worried." Jesus, he was surprised. "Why did you look everywhere for me? Didn't you know I'd be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand. But they went home together. And the boy Jesus grew into a man. He grew taller and stronger. He grew in wisdom and in love. And he was loved by God and loved by people. I wonder how Jesus felt when he was finally old enough to go to the temple all by himself. Yes. Hey, Joseph, how do you think Jesus felt? Happy. Yes. How do you think Jesus felt? Did he have any other emotions other than happy? Uh-huh.
Like, really excited?
Excited? Maybe proud? Yeah. I wonder how Mary and Joseph felt when they couldn't find Jesus. Yes. Scared, sad, worried. You saw how frantic they were, looking everywhere. Now, I wonder what Jesus meant when he called this his father's house. Any guesses? Yes, Joseph. So he could open the door and maybe go in? Yes.
God's house.
Jesus called this his house because he knew it was God's house. Yeah. Exactly. And God was his father. Yeah. You wonder, developmentally, did Jesus know what he was talking about at age 12? That was God's, his father's house. Interesting, isn't it? Yes, Dot.
Maybe those teachers told him.
Maybe the teachers told him that it was his father's house. Yes. Well, thank you so much for your help this morning. You may go back and be with your families.